Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A massive fire at a SEPTA bus depot in Knightstown, Tioga is now under control. About two dozen SEPTA buses were burning. KYW's Connor Barkon was live earlier from the scene.
Health officials are testing for any hazards that might be in the air. So far, Philadelphia's Department of Public Health has not detected anything, but they are advising people in the area to stay indoors. Plumes of smoke could be seen for miles this morning. The fire was placed under control around 8 a.m., but not before spreading quickly from bus to bus.
We had over 150 members here addressing this fire, and right now we have no injuries reported, whether it be from SEPTA personnel or from fire department personnel.
Assistant Fire Chief Charles Walker says it was a difficult fire to extinguish.
Once we got in, we found that we had a storage area. SEPTA has a storage area of buses that has a multitude of buses that are parked there, and we found at least 7 to 10 buses involved in fire.
And we watched the fire quickly spread to around 20 buses, and there were some challenges that firefighters had in order to get water to the area and even just access the fire with their fire engines. Walker says the heat caused some of the tires on the buses to explode, and the fire marshal is investigating exactly how all of this started.
Meanwhile, in Atlantic City, police have arrested a man accused of stealing a guitar and mandolin from the band Heart. Investigators say 57-year-old Garfield Bennett of Pleasantville stole the instruments from inside Hard Rock Live on Friday. They say he stole one of the instruments but don't know where the other one is. Bennett is charged with burglary and theft. Police are warning whoever has the instruments to return them or else they could be charged with receiving stolen property. Capital Health closed its satellite emergency department in Trenton this morning because of safety concerns. Hospital officials say their facility is threatened by a nearby building that has significant structural issues. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
When 7 a.m. hit, the Capital Health Emergency Department here on Hamilton Avenue in East Trenton closed down. Staffers taped signs by the entrance, and they spoke with some people who had appointments for the outpatient facility, which already closed yesterday afternoon. Employees like ER nurse Mary Jane Rivera came to work to tie up some loose ends.
It is a sad day, but, you know, I hope that Capital, you know, is able to come to some kind of conclusion and get some relief for this well-deserved community.
The sudden shutdown had to happen to protect patients, staff, and visitors because officials say the engineers, architects, and demolition experts found significant structural issues in an adjoining building. Rivera says they didn't see this coming at all.
3 o'clock decision yesterday, none of us were expecting.
The CEO of Capital says they're going to identify the best path forward. In the meantime, they're directing patients to go to the other Capital Health facilities, including the ER at their regional medical center in Trenton, a couple miles away. As for the employees, Rivera says they'll be sent to other facilities, but she didn't know for sure what the plan was. In East Trenton, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Flyers aren't in the Stanley Cup final, but they will be representing presented in the Stanley Pup. It's a puppy bowl style show that features 32 playful rescue puppies representing the teams in the NHL. KYW's Sean McDevitt reports.
You'll need to tune in to see how Travis K9 Ekne, named after Philadelphia Flyers forward Travis Konecny, does on the synthetic ice.
Anytime a dog brings a toy or an item to the net, it is considered a goal.
That's the creator and executive producer, Michael Levitt.
The dogs that are participating, many of them are still available for adoption. Many of them have already been adopted. But the idea is that we're drawing people to the website petcolove.org/Stanley Pup, where everyone can see profiles of all the participating dogs. And if some of those puppies are indeed adopted, they can actually enter their zip code and be linked to puppies and dogs in your own community.
The second annual Stanley Pup will be broadcast on True TV at 5:30 p.m. on Friday. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.